As we continue on along, this is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Joining me in conversation, Kim Elliott. She is the Chief Nursing Officer and Senior Vice President of Brookdale Senior Living. Thanks for being with us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's just lay the land, roll out the numbers. Alzheimer's is prevalent, and it's growing.
That is so true. You know, the numbers are staggering. Nearly 7 million Americans have Alzheimer's today, and that is expected to rise to 13 million by the year 2050, which means that 75% of people 75 and older could have Alzheimer's disease.
What are some of those early warning signs?
You know, early warning signs can be very subtle. Sometimes they just can be missed. People don't pick up on them. But later when they get diagnosed, they really look back in the past and remember somewhere they went a year ago, and they realize that there were little signs that they missed. So, of course, you're going to have some memory loss, some disorientation. But be looking for just changes in the day-to-day of that person, such as they've always made good decisions in the past. All of a sudden, you've noticed that they have poor judgment. Difficulty with tasks, and these are tasks that they would have done every day their entire life. Maybe it's the simple act of scrambling an egg. It takes 45 minutes because they can't think of all the steps that it takes to do that. Another thing would be changes in mood or personality. Maybe this person has always been laid back. They've always been easy to get along to, very friendly and polite. And then all of a sudden you notice they're grumpy. They've actually been rude to people, just not them and not the person that you know.
And obviously it's a challenge. I don't want to use the word confront, but it's a challenge when you do identify these symptoms and start trying to loop in the medical system, because some of these people may not, or they're starting to not understand what's happening to them.
It isn't. As you can imagine, it's scary. I think if any of us were to look at what if we saw the early stages coming on, I mean, that would be a very frightening thing. So, yes, I mean, denial and kind of withdrawing from social settings because they want to be able to hide that longer, that is something that we typically see.
Which brings us to some of the other key aspects of coping with this: physical activity. Why is it so important that seniors, all seniors for that matter, not just those who might be having the early stages of Alzheimer's, to continue physical activity?
You know, I would even say it goes back to all ages. I mean, if you think about, you know, myself sometimes, you know, I need to exercise more. I need to be in better shape for my health. So it is all ages to keep our brain healthy, and especially as we age, that we don't stop that exercise. It doesn't have to be an extreme exercise regimen. I mean, it can be a walk every single day, but keeping your blood pumping really helps your brain health. It helps you learn and remember and concentrate. And when you're a senior, there's so many excuses not to. You may have a bad knee or a bad foot. But it's so important that we keep them up and moving as much as we possibly can.
Another aspect of helping seniors cope is socialization. Tell us more about that.
You know, I think we all experienced this during the pandemic. If you think about, you know, we weren't getting out of our houses as much. We weren't around people. We weren't, you know, our social skills may have declined. When we were out with people, maybe it caused anxiety or you know, it felt odd. So that's exactly what our seniors experience. Whenever they don't get out as much, they don't have those interactions. So everyone needs their mind stimulated, and that improves memory and reduces your memory loss and your risk of getting Alzheimer's. So find something they want to do. Keep active your whole life and you know, socialize and have people in your life that continue to keep you healthy.
And we are visiting with Kim Elliott. She is the Chief Nursing Officer, Senior Vice President of Brookdale Senior Living. Obviously, from your viewpoint, the other challenge is having enough people to care for these individuals who may be dealing with Alzheimer's. So tell me what that's like. What's the challenge now to make sure the healthcare community is ready as these numbers continue to rise?
Yeah, it's an important point. And, you know, I think it's caregivers at home as well. And then once that the caregivers at home can't, you know, take care of, you know, when it's time to move into like a memory care community. So, you know, just trying to find, you know, compassionate, caring people. As anywhere you look today, you see a lack of employees, right? Think about going to a restaurant and they can't seat that section because there's no waiter or waitress. So that is an example of, you know, it's so important that we find the right talent. They're caring, they're compassionate, and they're trained to do this. So we work very hard to make sure that we have compassionate caregivers, and that is a huge help to the family because it's hard for the families to keep up that level of care.
Well, we are about out of time, but Kim Elliott, if anybody wants to learn anything more about what we've talked about, they can go online.
Yes, they can, to brookdale.com/memory, and you'll find resources that can help you out.
Kim Elliott, Chief Nursing Officer, Senior Vice President of Brookdale Senior Living. This is June, and June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.